Oh yeah, Bleacher Report.
That's the thing.
Welcome to J-Fabe.
Hi everybody.
Oh wow. Hey hey. It's a well, it's the 2nd of May. Post-bank holiday. It's a Tuesday.
That's in the UK.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's, I don't know, it might be like Labor Day or something in America. I don't know. I mean, it could be. Works. Probably
maybe.
Isn't.
May Day. Labor Day.
Mm. So, yeah, lots of news happening this week. We're going to be talking about some news. Jay's talking about some news.
I mean, we normally talk about news.
Yeah, yeah. Bit of Dark Side of the Ring to talk about. That's dropped its latest episode list. But then Vice has gone into administration, so we've got... Yeah. Lots of shit going down.
Yeah.
You're listening to Leodorus, by the way. I don't think they're signed. But this is their parallel universe.
Well, like
classic.
The last band. They're signed. Who did
we have on the last band? I can't remember the name.
Palm Reader.
Palm Reader, that was it.
Yeah. Totally. Great.
Jay, yeah. get up to anything over the bank holiday that you're willing to share with our wonderful audience?
No. Just going to keep that to myself. It's been eventful. Let's put it that way. How about you, Rich?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it to myself as well, actually. I don't know why I asked the question.
Well, bye, everybody.
It was a good bank holiday weekend. Got a lot of shit done. So, yeah. Feeling good. Yeah. And, just going to fade out that music. I'm going to keep that music going in the background, actually. It invigorates me. So, WWE have been doing a draft.
You can turn it off now, it's fine.
We're not doing a new Jack. We're not going to have like music going all the way through the podcast.
What about the same song on repeat? I mean, just listen to this chorus drop, man. Listen to it. Oh, isn't that epic?
I mean, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, there you go. But I said it was MySpace era independent goth. You were thinking it was going to be, you know, well, I suppose it's independent goth. It's more kind of industrial, isn't it? Just industrial kind of dancey goth.
Isn't that just what goth music is anyway?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, some of it's really good and some of it's really terrible. No, it's right in the middle.
Yeah, the piano thing works anyway. And also, I like this. Yeah, I like the sci-fi theming of it as well. I don't know why sci-fi just sits well with me.
Don't know why.
Right then. Anyway, I'm gonna turn down that track, Parallel Universe by Leodorus.
It's planting all the seeds. Parallel Universe. Oh, I don't know why sci-fi sits well with me.
Anyway. So what's going on in the world of wrestling, Jay?
CM Punk's moving around, been to Raw, made a mental demise.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the story that we've got to go with, isn't it? Like to lead CM Punk Raw.
Yeah, I think he just ended up in there. I think people just invited him in, and then he was like in the common area. He asked Triple H if it was okay to be there. He said, "I've got to ask the big man." The Miz came up to him, probably thinking he was coming back. Made him
or thinking he was the big man. I've got to ask the big man. Here comes the Miz.
Here comes the Miz. Yeah.
Yeah. Punk can be around. Oh, cheers, Miz.
So, yeah, this is what I read somewhere. Can't really give you a source on that. Might be fightful. Don't know. Not sure. That'd be lots of. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Not really much to talk about. CM Punk at Raw.
Okay.
It was Impact as
well. Yeah, I mean, I'll let Forbes take it. What?
Yeah, go for it.
What did you say? What did you say? I missed that last
time. Oh, it was Impact as well. Because it's in Chicago.
What? CM Punk was Impact?
Yeah.
So what, he's just shopping around? Is this what he's trying to do? He's trying to, do you reckon he's trying to get Khan's backup and say, I could go anywhere, mate?
I mean, probably. Probably is what he's
that
doing.
That does sound a bit like a punk move, doesn't it?
It does. But, I mean, if he's already
especially
giving his
at the
own
moment
show,
while
then...
Yeah.
You know.
Well, who knows if he's actually getting his own show. I mean, yeah.
It's, I mean, it's rumoured that Chris Jericho is going to be his first feud back, so...
Well, I think that's kind of a given, though, isn't it? Because, you know, I mean, Chris Jericho has said words on podcasts and shit, and that's usually what happens before things go crazy. words on podcasts. CM Punk has not appeared on camera for a wrestling promotion since September of last year, yet the embattled AEW top star continues to make waves in both WWE and AEW. Though Punk is expected to be back with AEW this summer, the volatile top star and former two-time AEW world champion was briefly backstage, according to Mike Johnson of PWI Insider. CM Punk was backstage for a bit tonight, before Raw, read the report. For a bit. That's in quote marks as well. So, you know,
I mean,
that's pretty much
what I was saying, isn't it? He was just there. He was doing his thing. Saying hello.
Yeah. Yeah. Left. Johnson went on to note that Punk briefly saw Paul Triple H Levesque for the first time that they would have seen each other since 2014. Punk also
and
met several WWE... Well, it doesn't say they shook hands here.
Oh, that's what I read.
Oh, okay. Ah. Maybe you are somewhere more reputable than Forbes.
Yeah, maybe. Wrestling
Punk.
Edge.
Punk also met with several WWE talents, but was eventually asked to leave at the behest of Vince McMahon, who is not backstage at Raw tonight. Despite not being backstage, McMahon remains involved with creative as he is reportedly making changes remotely. Rumours suggest CM Punk's AEW return is imminent. With the Wrestling Observer newsletter... Sorry,
I mean,
so,
being creative is not throwing someone out. That's just telling them to get out of a building. That's nothing to do with creative, but hey.
Yeah, no, that's true. Those two things are not related. One's a building security issue and the other is a...
another issue.
A string of other issues. Rumours suggest CM Punk's AEW return is imminent, with Wrestling Observer newsletter recently reporting Punk is tapped to return on June 17th, 2023 for the debut of AEW Collision, the presumed name of AEW's Saturday night show inside the United Center. This is eerily similar to Punk's debut of AEW when the promotion packed out the United Center for the second episode of AEW Rampage. Punk's return to wrestling after a 7-year absence was a feel-good moment, but one that would prove to only be temporary for Punk, AEW, and Rampage, which continues to struggle with viewership. Though Rampage drew over 1 million viewers for Punk's debut in August of 2021, Rampage this past week came in at just 336,000 viewers per Fast National Data. Rampage garners 125,000 viewers in the 18 to 49 demographic. I could carry on, but...
I think you need to.
Yeah, it pretty much explains the situation. Any idea what he's doing? I mean, I think that what he's doing is he's rubbing his shoulders, you know, in WWE, maybe to send a bit of a message to Khan that he can shop around if he wants, or maybe just because he loves controversy and, you know, making the rumor mills go or whatever. Maybe he's trying to feel what stuff is like on the other side of the universal divide. I don't know.
Or he's just going to other companies and saying hello.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, just hanging out with old friends like Ricky Starks did at Royal Rumble. Yeah,
exactly.
That's the thing. You never know in these kind of situations, and this is the only kind of industry I can think of where somebody, as simple as somebody turning up for 30 minutes, say hello to his mates and, you know, nick a croissant from catering, is like top news for like several days. Like, honestly, from my perspective, I don't give a shit where Punk goes. I'd rather he didn't go back to AEW, because his first run was shit. His run in AEW was shit.
I wouldn't say it was shit. It's just that he was green as fuck, like ring rust. He wasn't the Punk that he was. He was against Eddie Kingston, I would say, was the first match you really saw CM Punk. CM Punk. And then the Dark Collar match as well against MJF, which is actually a great match.
Hmm. Well, yeah, but I don't know. The feel I get with Punk is that his ego is too big for a wrestling company as small and new as AEW. Now, granted, saying that, they had Cody, they've got the Elite, they've got several other people with very large egos who work for them. But it's kind of, there's a homeostasis there, and Punk was in the news more for what was happening outside the ring than what was happening in the ring and on the show. All the way through. Granted, it attracts viewers, but... It
attracts a lot of viewers. I mean, it did it AEW well.
Yeah.
They're denying that.
This is true. It's a very difficult one. I don't know. I'm still waiting for Punk to set my world on fire. And it's been nearly 2 years.
Well, maybe if he get injured all the time, that might be...
Well, yeah, that's the other problem, isn't it? He is injury prone. Like, he had, what, 2 big injuries during that run? Off for several months combined?
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, Punk, what can we say? Don't come back.
Yeah, you in the don't come back camp as well?
Yeah, can't be arsed with it.
Yeah, I can't either. I think that's the problem. I can't be arsed with the endless speculation, the constant bickering on socials. You know, everyone wants to be either Team Punk or Team Elite. You know, all of those kind of things. It just feels like the wrestling industry doesn't need him anymore.
I mean, people wanting him back, come back, he's been back. Now we can leave. Don't need him. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Pretty much.
Go back to the Indies, wear a mask, and we'll do a running for a GTS that you didn't create, and fuck off.
Well, yeah, exactly. In similar news, or still in the AEW kind of sphere, it is, of course, May the 2nd, the day that pre-sale goes on for AEW All In.
Oh, I was going to do Wembley that Stadium. Completely stole it from me.
Oh, sorry.
Completely stole it from me.
That's all right. I was just more prepped.
I didn't believe it.
Well... I mean, do you want to?
More prepped. No, it's fine. You go ahead. You go and tell all the listeners that there's 35,000 plus tickets sold already in the 19th arena.
Yeah, 35,000 tickets. Tuesday pre-sale for August all-in event at London Wembley Stadium. 35,000 tickets. That is quite impressive, actually.
It is.
I am starting to wonder if we need to get moving on that.
Oh, I mean, I did invite you and tell you that I was getting tickets ages ago. You never got back to me on that.
Oh, well, I was waiting for more information.
Oh, I've totally got a ticket.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I'm part of the 35,000.
Well, congratulations, Jay. Are the seats around you?
I don't know. Maybe.
You're just going on your Todd?
No. Liam.
Ah, okay. You know, cool, Liam. Cool.
Yeah,
I know Liam. No, fair enough. Well, yeah. I guess we'll make our own merry little way. We'll see if we can combine some shit. Off air.
Yep.
but no, I didn't know you were doing pre-sale.
Yeah.
I thought you were still in the actively considering. Which ticket tier did you go for, just out of interest?
They were like 200 quid.
What? Get it out. Yeah, I think we're going to be in the nosebleeds, mate. I think we're...
Yeah,
I think we're going for the nosebleeds. So I'll wave at you, and you won't be able to see it because I'll be so far away.
It's in the tier scene, but level one.
Okay.
In the east side.
Fair enough. No, I think we're heading towards. We're definitely heading towards the top tier. I think. Because apparently, according to my other half, there will be screens.
Oh, there'll be loads of screens.
Well, yeah, so apparently that's that. Yeah, can't wait to be squinted at that ring. Might take my binoculars.
Yay!
Yay! Oh, dear. All right, then. There was that news. Yeah, big shock there. Jay's already got tickets.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sit on the podcast. So, mate, yeah, I've already got tickets. Really sorry.
It's all good. Oh, dear. So, Conan has commented on CM Punk showing up backstage at last week's WWE Raw. Do we want to talk about that? Because I don't. I mean, why is it news that Conan said something about it?
Because he was at the Hall of Fame and he's got a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's got a podcast nowadays.
Yeah, I know. Losers.
I know. Podcast losers. Oh, dear. So, apparently there's chaos backstage at WWE because of the draft. There's been quite a few switches, including several titles.
I mean, yeah, for sure, whatever. It's basically, what's happening is the WWE title, well, the Universal WWE title will probably just become the WWE title. We're going to have the World Heavyweight Championship on Raw, the World Heavyweight Tag Team Championship on Raw, and whatever mid-title they've got going on, I think it's Gunter and his IC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And then SmackDown's going to have the three titles because the brands are split again.
Are there any big surprises from this draft? I mean, obviously, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens have moved away from the Usos, probably a good move because they're now on Raw, aren't they?
Did the Usos not go to Raw as well?
No, I believe the Usos stayed on SmackDown.
Okay.
Or they have so far.
I might be completely wrong
about this.
Yeah. I haven't really checked out what's happened with Raw, to be honest with you, in the draft, because SmackDown was so boring, but the draft, it was unreal.
Well, I've never enjoyed draft shows anyway. Like, I find them really boring. Yeah, pretty much like you've just described, actually.
The Bloodline was Solo and Reigns, and the Usos are on their side by themselves. So...
Just going through the rounds then, Raw selected Rhea Ripley, SmackDown selected Austin Theory, Raw selected Seth Rollins, SmackDown selected Charlotte Flair. Then there was a load of bullshit. Then there was round two. Raw selected Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. SmackDown selected Jimmy and Jey Uso. Raw selected Judgment Day, Finn Balor, Damian Priest, Dominic Mysterio. SmackDown selected LWO, Rey Mysterio, Santos Escobar, Zelina Vega, Cruz del Toro, and
LWO.
Joaquin Wilde.
LWO, mate. Give that.
That's what I said. What did I say?
All their names.
Yeah, that's what I said. LWO.
Okay.
Rey Mysterio, Santos Escobar, Zelina Vega, Cruz del Toro, and Joaquin Wilde.
What's the next one?
Raw selected Raquel Rodriguez and Liv Morgan in draft round three. SmackDown selected Asuka, who apparently I have heard is not too happy with her position in WWE and has asked for a release recently. So that's something to circle back to in a minute. Raw selected Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston. SmackDown selected Sheamus, Ridge Holland, and Butch. Then there was some more bullshit. Then round four happened. Raw selected Trish Stratus. SmackDown selected Karrion Kross and Scarlett. Raw selected Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. SmackDown selected LA Knight. I will mention Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler totally not working. Draft round five, Raw selected Braun Strowman, Ricochet. SmackDown selected Shotzi. Raw selected Bronson Reed. SmackDown selected NXT's Pretty Deadly for some reason. Elton Prince and Kit Wilson.
I mean, apparently people like them, and I'm not even sold on them. I wasn't sold on them in Progress. I wasn't sold on NXT UK. Even in NXT, I'm just not sold.
Yeah, like, I'm not sold on them either.
The fucking shit.
It is the gimmick, though, isn't it? Yeah, because, I mean, I've seen them put on a banger or two in Progress, definitely. There was a Fatal 4-Way Tag Team match I seem to remember from a couple of years ago that was just absolutely amazing, and it featured them, although...
They were in it, yeah, but I mean, they were, like, one of the reasons
exactly.
why it was good.
I never felt that they were the reason that it was good. I almost felt like they were filling space back then, and they kind of still seem to be doing that.
Maybe they just see something in them because they're young and they can teach them, and maybe that's what it is. Maybe they're good at learning. Maybe they're like sponges. But, you know, I haven't seen any of that.
That could be it.
Teaching them forward, but, you know,
and then
through
of course,
their wrestling ability, because it's just not there. It is shit. Right, yeah, carry on.
It is not there. Draft round six. Draft round six. Raw selected Chad Gable and Otis. SmackDown selected Rick Boogs. Raw selected NXT's Katana Chance and Caden Carter. SmackDown selected Cameron Grimes.
Nice.
And
yeah,
that
know
was
that.
It.
That's good.
That was
Grayson
it.
Waller. Grayson Waller has gone to SmackDown as well.
Mm.
Grayson Waller.
Cool. I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, you know, the guy that's Australian and was like one of the main things on the new NXT. And he had a match against Johnny Gargano at Stand Deliver.
Wasn't that Steve Irwin?
No, he's dead. It was Grayson Waller.
Fair enough. While we transition into the next subject, I mean, are there anything from that whole draft thing that really interests you? From those
not really. I mean, Edge is on SmackDown, so we're probably looking at Edge going after the title again. Is it really?
Yeah. Yes, so.
Who's going to be the first world champion? The big gold belt's back.
Well, yeah. I mean, Triple H back in charge, big gold belt, of course. I'm kind of pleased that the big gold belt's back.
I mean, it's not a bad-looking belt. It's
a bit iconic, isn't it? Yeah. Well, we're coming up to that time in the evening where I have to put the oven on, so I'm going to just put on some background music and let Jay tell you where you can get the podcast. Jay, all the different places where you can get the podcast. I'm just going to run downstairs and switch my oven on. Go!
So, you can listen to us on Overcast, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Somewhere Over the Rainbow Cast. The other cast that happens where things happen. Podcast places. Yeah, so that's all the places. I really hope Rich comes back soon. So
hello.
We can talk about Vice.
Yeah, here I am. Here I am, Jay.
Yeah,
can you hear
cool.
me? Awesome. Did you tell them all the different places?
I did, yeah. I told them Over the Rainbow Podcast.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
What's the real
thing? I have no idea what that's a reference to. Over the Rainbow?
Don't know. It just came into my head because there was Overcast, Undercast.
Right, okay. I'm sure when I listen back to it, I'll be in stitches. So, Vice.
Wow, thanks, mate.
You're welcome. Yeah, I proper hung you out to dry there, sorry. I didn't realise that I needed to put my oven on. Yeah. I'm going to do it again in a minute when I put my... That was...
Let's do it again in a minute, we'll put the food in.
Yeah, go do it again in a minute to put the food in, yeah. So, Vice.
So.
Oh, sorry, I thought you had something prepared.
No, you came back.
Oh.
So, I didn't actually have my Vice thing up yet. I was going to get around to that, and then you came back.
So, Vice Media is reportedly headed for bankruptcy. According to The Guardian, which this is the first time I've ever been able to read The Guardian on air, so really happy with that. Vice, the global news publisher and TV company that was once valued at nearly $6 billion, is reportedly close to filing for bankruptcy. The company, whose assets include Vice News, Motherboard, Refinery 29 and Vice TV, has been involved in sale talks with at least five companies in an attempt to avoid filing for bankruptcy, according to the New York Times. Vice, which hit a valuation of $5.7 billion in 2017, as media giants including Rupert Murdoch, WPP and Disney clamoured for a slice of its youth appeal, has been seeking a sale price at a tag of around $1.5 billion. I could continue, but the only real relevant points of this is that Vice obviously have a lot of wrestling content. Dark Side of the Ring, which has just announced its fourth season. Well,
I do think that they could get picked up by somebody else quite easily. They could easily move their stuff over to Netflix or Disney, or they can move it over to any streaming services they wanted to, really. I think.
Well,
I don't think Dark Side of the Ring would have an issue. It's just Vice in general does have a lot of good content.
But yeah, I think you're about right there with Dark Side of the Ring in particular. I mean, for instance, it's done incredibly well here on streaming platform 4OD.
Yeah,
It's kind of a. It's one of the. It's one of the most popular documentaries in their documentary section. It's. I think it's only about the third line down, actually, on Four on Demand, which is kind of leveled by popularity. So I could see them picking it up. I could see Netflix definitely picking it up. They had a lot of success with some of their other wrestling content. For instance, the Return of Jake the Snake, or whatever it was called. What was it? The Resurrection of Jake the Snake.
That yeah, was yeah. That was the very Resurrection. Popular.
Yeah, and they've had a few other documentaries about wrestling over time. Can't see anyone being as interested in Tales from the Territories, though.
I mean, that is kind of terrible.
It's pretty fucking awful, isn't it?
Yeah, I watched, like, one episode, and then I turned the second one on, and I was like, nope.
Too much
Jeffrey, can't do this to myself.
Really boring old stories.
Do you remember when you smashed that fan's face in?
Do you remember that time?
It's one of the Lord Graf.
Do you remember that time you put a fist through a woman's face? Yeah, it is that. It is that all the way through. It's just like, things aren't like they used to be, and we used to be dicks. We're wrestlers. That's pretty much the entire storyline of that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think my only concern with Vice doing with Vice losing Dark Side of the Ring would be the quality changing, taking it over to Netflix, for instance. I could see less people being involved potentially, or Netflix wanting to change some of the subject matter to appease WWE.
That is kind of a problem.
Yeah, because Netflix and WWE have collaborated before, as have Disney and WWE, I think. Obviously you don't want it to go to Amazon, because it would just become like the cheapest show ever.
What you're saying is Fox needs to pull out the money, give them the money, so we can have Dark Side of the Ring.
HBO.
Yeah.
HBO would be perfect for it, actually.
Yeah.
I would imagine that they wouldn't change a fucking thing.
And pump all the money into it.
Well, yeah. While we are on the subject, though, of Dark Side of the Ring, season 4 episodes have been announced.
They have indeed.
So let's take a look at them, see what we're excited for.
So we have Marty Jannetty.
We do have Marty Jannetty. You are reading from a different list than mine.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Bam Bam Bigelow. Yeah, we've got Bam Bam Bigelow.
Abdullah the Butcher.
Abdullah the Butcher. Now, I kind of feel that, because Junkyard Dog's on here as well, I kind of feel that they've already done Abdullah the Butcher during Junkyard Dog. I don't know whether, or maybe I was watching different documentaries.
I mean, they have been on documentaries before, but I don't think they've done an actual story on Abdullah the Butcher. There was a documentary on Abdullah the Butcher where he gave the Canadian wrestler Hannah AIDS.
Oh, okay.
So there was that documentary floating about, if you've seen that.
Oh, well, I haven't, but I'll definitely look it up. Some of my best moments have been observing people giving other people AIDS.
What?
Sorry, that was inappropriate.
Wow. Yeah, because obviously he played himself, he had hepatitis, and...
Yeah.
I think I'm just giving hepatitis C, actually, not AIDS. I think I went way too far on that one, it was hepatitis. But yeah, fucked up his liver,
when there is a transfer of AIDS, it is usually because people have gone too far.
Yeah.
I really need to get away from this subject or we're going to get cancelled. WCW Bash at the Beach, yeah, 2000.
Yeah, what happened there?
Because
it was terrible. Didn't we watch that recently? On one of the wrestling weekends.
We may have done, actually. WCW, but the problem is that everything from that era of WCW just all looks exactly the same.
Yeah, we like to end up our wrestling weekends on a really bad WCW pay-per-view.
Yeah, we do.
And at one point, we were watching all the 2000 era of WCW. It's just fucking awful. Anyway.
So just to take you through WCW Bash at the Beach, the card, here we go. Lieutenant Loco versus Juventud Guerrera in a singles match for the Cruiserweight Championship. Big Vito versus Norman Smiley and Ralphus in a hardcore match for the Hardcore Championship. Daphne with Crowbar versus Mrs. Hancock with David Flair. Chronic, Brian Adams and Brian Clark. That was a wedding gown match, by the way. That match between Daphne and Miss Hancock. Chronic against the Perfect Event. That's Sean Stasiak and Chuck Palumbo. Chris Kanyon with Booker T against Booker T. Mike Awesome, Scott Steiner. Vampiro against the Demon. Shane Douglas, Buff Bagwell. Hollywood Hogan versus Jeff Jarrett. That sounds about as much fun as getting my toenails pulled, but apparently it only lasted 1 minute and 19 seconds.
Oh, it's the infamous thing where Hogan walks out. And he like laid down Jeff Jarrett.
Of course. Yes.
And they told Russo to fuck off and this, that, and the other. And it's like the cancer of wrestling. And that's what happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And then it was Booker T and Jeff Jarrett at the end after a match between Kevin Nash and Goldberg for some reason for Scott Hall's WCW contract. I mean, why would anyone want Scott Hall's WCW contract?
Russo strikes again.
I would like to imagine that Scott Hall's WCW contract just reads like a fucking bar tab. It's just a list of drinks. And like various times of day. Sorry, I'm being mean to Scott Hall now. Thoughts and prayers. After that, the Graham family. That's going to be an episode. Chris Candido. Chris Candido and
Tammy.
And Tammy Sunny Sitch. Yeah, that'll be a bit of a car crash.
Yeah. Probably.
Magnum TA. Yeah. Magnum TA. What do you know about Magnum TA, Jay?
Didn't he become paralyzed? Something like that.
Did he?
Something happens.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
I think so.
American retired professional and wrestler. Oh, yeah, car crash and retirement. That's a section on Wikipedia. So, yeah, it was obvious. I'm not going to read it because I don't want to spoil the series for me. I like to have surprises. Adrian Adonis, which he was just from that era where everyone was a bit shady, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know too much about what happened with him, but, you know,
Mm. And then
we'll find out.
Doink the Clown.
Yeah, Matt Bourne, right?
Yeah.
He was a bit troubled.
He was a bit. Mm. While I totally don't go and put some food in the oven, Jay, what do you remember about Doink the Clown?
Matt Bourne? Nothing.
Oh. Well, that's not very helpful.
He was the first one. I know that much. And he went to ECW. That's what happened.
Ah. Okay.
And then that's when he had his, like, really dark clown character. Or was it the other way around?
I don't know. He kind of just became this, like, everyone had a doink, didn't they? Didn't they, Jay?
Yeah, totally. Everyone had their own doink. So Richard's gone to put food in, and he's totally thrown with the bus yet again, and playing some weird-ass music. So I hope you're all enjoying this. And I really hope he's back soon. Maybe he could have left me with Taz. That might have been better. Because you know how Taz is my best friend and all. Right? No one's there to answer me. Okay. If only this was live.
Yeah, if only this was live.
Yeah. Yeah. Born before Doink the Clown. Oh, there we go.
You made some really good points there, Jay. I'm glad I sat there and listened to them all and didn't go and put some food in the oven.
So, he was in Mid-South Wrestling. He was in a three-man stable with Jim Duggan and Ted DiBiase. Didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, didn't it... As far as I'm aware, it started as a dark character and then WWE kind of bastardised it into a shit character.
Well, he's had a pretty, like, interesting career by the looks of this.
Mm. Very varied.
Absolutely. Going to hold on to that. The birth of Doink the Clown.
The birth of Doink the Clown. Yeah, I mean, his death probably going to be kind of focused on a bit, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'd imagine it would be. Yeah. Obviously, I don't know too much about Matt Bourne, so thank you for throwing me on the bus yet
that's
again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well,
no prep or anything about the thing you throw me on the bus for. Thank you.
You're welcome, mate. Thank you're welcome. Much. I mean, that's pretty much how this podcast works.
Oh, yeah, you kill me. Right.
Yeah. That's the thing I do. I mean, to be fair, his death is quite an interesting subject. Osborne was found dead on June 28th, 2013, in Piano, Texas, in the apartment that he lived in. He was 55 years old.
Heart disease and, passed away.
Yeah, there was... Well, the police said the death appeared accidental. Overdose of morphine, hydrocodone, heart disease. I mean, it's going to be... It's going to be quite a story, I think. And he was obviously a character with a person with a lot of demons, as they call them in the wrestling industry, or awful life-changing addictions, as we'd call them everywhere else. Yeah.
Yes, so I know. Do you have any other things you need to do where you run away and...
No. In 45 minutes, I've got to turn the pork belly over, which is a bit of a long one. So,
okay.
Yeah. So
So I know.
Do you have anything that you need to do, Jay? That'd be a great time.
I don't actually. All sorted before the podcast.
How's that bit? Well, the problem is I'm timing it around when my other half comes home. So,
yeah. Yeah, there is that.
Mm. It's going to be late anyway. Always is. Pork belly. So I go to bed at we'll eat the pork belly at like 11:30. I've got to go to bed at like 12 so that I'm asleep and ready for work the next day. So it's just like...
Full of pork belly, tries to sleep.
full of pork belly that has been marinated in port ketchup, barbecue sauce, bit of Kansas style barbecue sauce as well from Red's True Barbecue, available at your local Tesco stores in the sauce section. Worcester sauce
at Red's.
Or at Red's, yeah, if you ever want to go there instead of a decent barbecue place. Yeah.
Hickory. Are we talking about Hickory?
We are talking about Hickory's, yeah. That place kicks ass. That is like the ultimate barbecue place. Like, the amount of wrestling weekends we've kind of added the exclamation point of Hickory's too. Yeah.
Send us to the brunch, though.
We still need to do the brunch, yes. We could really do with having somebody around with a car who's awake at that time in the morning. That'd be good. Hickory's brunch. Kind of tempted to load the menu, but we should probably move on. What did you think of Dynamite and Rampage last week?
Not much happened, I can remember.
Yeah, this is on the slow burn.
BCC stuff and Elite stuff.
Yeah.
Takeshita got stabbed in the head. Ty Mello's pissed off that Sammy's taking money to lie down, so clearly he's not going to do that after the least tag match.
Well, while we're on the subject of Ty Mello, though, whoever thought it was a good idea to give her a mic?
Can't. No, stop it.
What?
No. Look, okay, she's coming from Brazil. She's learned English. Leave her alone.
I don't have a problem with the accent. I just, her delivery is shocking. Like, it's just really bad. She goes off on him for like 10 minutes. Then she asks him a question. What are you going to do about that? And then he answers her. And then she says, no, now you must listen, and walks away. That is not a good promo. Doesn't matter whether you're from Brazil, whether you're from Nigeria, whether you're from America, whether you're from Timbuktu. It was just a poorly worded promo, and somebody should have been stood behind Sammy Guevara with some fucking cue cards. Ooh, I am spicy on Old Mount Cider, aren't I?
I mean, I think it just made it more real, to be fair. Maybe that's how she kicks off anyway.
Well, maybe, yeah.
You just don't know, do you?
No, this is true. This is true. I've kind of Dynamite's been okay. Rampage has been okay. Some people are on a bit of a slow burn now. Some people are just not enjoyable to watch anymore. Jeff
action,
Jarrett and Jay
action, Lethal. Action guy. The guy that beat Jericho. Where's he?
Action Andretti. Yeah,
that's him.
They started off with...
Yeah.
Yeah, they started pushing him and all of those kind of things, but I think the problem was that whole underdog thing. Go on.
He's with the other guy from Top Flight. They're a tag team now.
Dante Martin.
ROH. No,
oh,
his brother.
They? Oh, Darius Martin.
Darius Martin. Yeah, Dante broke his fibula, didn't he?
Yeah, he's... He did a little bit of a I don't know,
leg
really.
Break.
It was kind of like, yeah, it was pretty fucking gruesome, actually.
Yeah, so off a ladder, over a table, kind of hit a table, kind of missed the table, but hit the table. Table broke a little bit, but then he landed on his leg and it broke.
And it kind of twisted, and it was fucking brutal.
And then he rolled over. Why did he roll over?
Yeah, he rolled over, and he rolled over, and his leg did not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was quite the visual. There's a fan cam of that available, and it is like just. I know that the actual cameras in the arena and the cameras on the show actually was already primely focused entirely on his foot. So that was kind of gruesome, but the fan cam where you can see it from the side, from the audience's perspective, oh, it just looks horrible. Absolutely horrible. So yeah, he'll be out for a while, and I think he was kind of the glue that held together that whole underdog cast of Darius and Action Andretti and, you know, that other guy, Tech Nine or whatever his name is, who does the bat flip off the rope.
Egg Nine. It's an AR Fox.
AR Fox, there we go. I knew it was something like that.
Tech Nine's just a really good rapper.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So it was all right. But there are a couple of issues with consistency with Dynamite and Rampage, aren't there?
Yeah. Well, we've got a few here. Yeah. So ROH. Okay. Go over there. Be fine.
Yeah. So I recently caught up with Sakura Genesis, by the way.
Yeah, you finally watched it.
I did, and yeah, some absolutely amazing matches, etc., etc. But the thing that has surprised me since I've started watching New Japan Pro Wrestling again, albeit a bit slow, how good is the women's division?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't really watch Stardom, but apparently it's dead good.
Yeah.
It's a must-see women's division.
Yeah, all of the matches that I've seen in the women's division so far. Granted, I haven't been watching every week or anything like every show or anything like that, but definitely the women's match on Sakura Genesis, Mercedes Moné, and the others.
You don't like Mercedes Moné.
Well, I do now because she kicks ass over there. Absolutely kicks ass. Like, if WWE had to do some of that shit.
Well, see what happens when the gloves are off.
Yeah.
As they say.
Indeed. So, anything else that we need to talk about today, Jay?
There probably is something. Oh, yeah. Alicia Fox. She's left WWE.
Oh, yeah, Alicia Fox. Former champion leaves WWE, said all the headlines, and you pick it up and you're like, oh, it's Alicia Fox.
Yeah. Yeah, clickbait. I thought she already left. Oh, yeah. There was that recent photo of Spike Chevette and Adam Cole, baby. Floating around.
Of course.
I'd watch that. That'd be really good. I wouldn't mind an AEW Progress crossover, even have Progress come into the whole calling and do a thing. That would be quite good.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking about Spike Trevet of Progress Wrestling, the Progress Wrestling champion, and Adam Cole, who were recently photographed together. And Jay, you did mention to me this whole, the potential for FTR to go over there as well. Do a little bit of...
Yeah, yeah. Do a little bit of tag team match with the Sunshine Machine. That's what they're called, right? Chuck Wumba and the other guy. Quite his name.
Well,
I mean, the guy from New Zealand. Completely left my mind.
I know the one.
Completely left my mind. But yeah.
Well, I do know that Progress Wrestling. Progress Wrestling have kind of got involved with Wrestle Tours, and they are offering, they are funneling at least AEW travel packages for All In 2023 in London, and kind of promoting those on their website. So, yeah, there's some interesting crossover stuff happening there.
Okay.
And they have actually said, they do actually say in those travel packages that Pac and Anthony Ogogo are set to appear. So there you go.
Well, I mean, Pac doesn't need a visa to work in the UK, so that works out.
Yeah, there is that. Yeah, it works out fine. I mean, to be fair, he is on the flyer as well. For All In, he is on the So it does look like he's pretty much confirmed.
Because Pac's got that deal, hasn't he, where he like works 6 months and then he can't work for a while, then he gets his visa again and he comes back and he works.
Yeah.
And then he leaves. And then, yeah.
Mm.
But, you know, he can totally work all in.
Yeah, it'd be perfect for him.
Down road.
Yeah. Yeah, just down road.
Down road, mate.
Down road. Yeah, anything else we need to mention? I think we kind of ran out of steam for this week, haven't we?
Maybe. I'll probably think of something after we start.
Yeah, we'll have the post show catch up and we'll be like, oh, for God's sake, why didn't we mention that?
Shit.
That's pretty much how these things go.
Dragunov was supposed to be coming to the main roster.
And
he wasn't drafted, was he?
Was he not?
He wasn't drafted at all, no.
Well, that kind of tells you that you can't trust everything you read on the internet.
Well, I know that, but it would make sense for him to come over. Obviously, he'd be the guy that takes the IC title off of Walter, carry on that feud, or Gunter, if you want to call him that now. But carry on that feud, do the thing.
Yeah,
that'd
be a banger.
Exactly. Instant banger. Instant 5-star. Bam. Yeah. Done.
Yeah.
Book it right now.
Well, we still don't know. I mean, the draft isn't complete yet, is it?
It should be completed today. The rest of it would be done on Twitter, yeah.
Oh, do...
Because it was yesterday, but it finished on TV. So the rest of it would have been...
Do they not do the rest of the draft on SmackDown anymore?
So they did SmackDown first, and then it was Raw. That was the 2 days they're doing the draft for.
Oh, I see.
They do the top picks on TV, and then the rest of the picks are online.
Yeah, just kind of shuffled.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's like it's done. Done and dusted. But you didn't... Wow. Yeah, I didn't say anything for Dragunov anywhere. Grayson Waller's definitely been drafted. I think Apollo Crews is coming back to SmackDown as well.
Okay, yeah.
Remembering that one now.
Sorry, did you say Apollo Crews?
Yeah. He went to NXT for he's been drafted back up to the main roster.
Well, I'm sure he'll be happy to be there.
Absolutely.
That's his gimmick, right? He just smiles and waves. Or is he still doing that other gimmick that he was doing?
No, he's just
for Nigeria.
Doing matches now.
Oh, okay, he's just being Apollo Crews again.
Yeah, he's Apollo Crews again. He doesn't speak in a Nigerian accent anymore.
I love it when that happens.
I thought maybe this would be the year that the New Day gets split up, but apparently they're never going to do that.
No, they're never going to do that. The New Day are going to be like the Legion of Doom. They're going to be New Day are going to be just pouring around as the New Day forever.
Until one of them goes to Japan.
Who would you reckon would go first? It's got to be Xavier Woods, hasn't it? Yeah.
To Japan. Yeah, probably. And then you'll pick up, like, I don't know, Tai Chi or something.
Yeah.
And then you can sing and then they can make jokes together. They become just six guys.
That'd be good. Yeah, I'd watch that.
Yeah. Teddy got his name wrong. You know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, I think we've summed up as well as we can pretty much everything. You can listen to us at wherever you are now listening to us. That's a good place to stay. Don't forget to upvote us if it's iTunes. But we're also on Spotify, Overcast, Undercast, Over the Rainbow Cast. That's a good joke.
Over the
Rainbow copyright.
Cast.
That's a copyright. That's a trademark. yeah.
Good joke.
Listen to us. don't listen to us. Get in contact with us on Twitter. I am at RichJF. Jay is at I am not a robot, but you can't remember his password.
Haven't bothered to reactivate my account yet.
Yeah. So, yeah. And, yeah, we might have a special guest soon. Don't know. Where the fuck is Taz?
I don't know where the fuck Taz is.
Huh. Well.
Oh, no. No, he's in Texas, isn't he?
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Eating someone's skin, probably.
Yeah. I kind of feel like he's abandoned us.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, just doing his own thing. He's on AEW. He's, you know, he's got a busy job.
Yeah, I suppose. When you get big and popular, you kind of forget where you started.
Exactly. So maybe you'll turn it one day. You never know.
Oh, well. Yeah, I'm going to finish drinking my cider. Everyone, have a great day, wherever you are. We will catch up next week, probably on Monday.
Or Tuesday.
Most likely Monday, but maybe Tuesday.
It's my birthday on Monday.
It is. It's Jay's birthday. It is also the bank holiday for the coronation of the king.
It's my birthday.
What are you doing for your birthday, Jay?
We're going out on Saturday. You know, it's going to go into town, start a Liquid Light, and move into Hockley.
What are you doing on your actual birthday, though?
Not much.
Oh. Well, that's
podcasting, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we should do it on the Tuesday, then. give you space to grow and do your thing. How old are you this year, Jay?
36, mate.
36 is a good year.
So they tell me.
Well, that was the year I went crazy, mate.
All right.
Yeah.
Look forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah, I do enjoy that. Anyway, this is getting too personal for me, so yeah, everyone have a great day.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody. There we go. That'll do.
So it wasn't as relaxed as the last one, Rich.
Was it not?
It was way, way more radio style coming from your end, Rich.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Wow.
But fine. That's kind of what we do. So.
Fair enough. I mean, the conversation flowed though, didn't it?
Yeah.
Just not as much as last time.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Oh, well.
You're just like, fuck you, Jay. Fuck you, Jay.
Oh, dear.
Be more natural, Ridge.